पुत्री तन्मयतया तरुभोभिनी तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतुस् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विघ्नैराधीतं नै मां शरणन्तिके। In England, especially I'm seeing so many devotees now. When I first came here, I saw only Vishakha Devi, Madan Mohan, Prem Vilas Prabhu, Yashoda Devi, very few numbers. That can't be counted names. And with me, Brajnath Prabhu, Vrinda, Navdeep Prabhu, and so many persons came here. Grace Valley, devotees are increasing. So I'm so happy to see you all. We are here. Today is 6th.
Yes.
More 6 days we will be here, 7 days. I want to give something for your daily uses, daily devotional activities. I want to give some Srimad Bhagavat classes and also Chaitanya Charitamrita. Asi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's classes, something. First of all, I want to say that we begin from Mangalarati or activities. In Mangalarati, our Reverend Swamiji has given some general things. Like at the time of Arati, they used to sing Govindam Adi Purusha. That Kirtan. Govindam Adi Purusha. Tamaham Bhajam. This is a general Kirtan. So, instead of this, we should sing the Aarti Kirtan of Radha and Krishna conjugal. Like, Jai Jai Radha Krishna Jugala Milana. Our Bhakti Vinod Thakur has done this, perhaps. So, we should try to do all this Kirtan. In Aarti, no need of doing the kirtan of Nishinghadev. Nishinghadev cannot come with where Radha and Krishna. Even Balram cannot come. Even Ram cannot come. Anyone cannot come. Only gopis can come in Mangalarati. So, we should do, after Aarti, we can do pranam to Nrisimhadev or anyone you like. But at the time of Aarti, only Radha Krishna conjugal Aarti should be done. Or Gaur Chandra Aarti can be done. Because Gaur Chandra is himself Radha and Krishna conjugal. So, their song can be from there. So better at the time of Aarti we should do. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has done Radha Krishna Milana. Radha Krishna
Yugala Milan.
Milan Yugala. That's Kirtan. After that you can do Parikrama, Mandir Parikrama or Tulsi Parikrama with Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. You can do Hari Hare Namah Krishna Jadavaya Namah Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namah Gopal Govindaram Srimadhusudan Giridhari Gopinath Madan Mohan. Like these kirtans. From ancient time, from Rupa Goswami up till now, these kirtans are going on. So we should adopt gradually the mill lines, kirtans. When you are pouring water in Tulsi after Aarti, you can do the mantra at that time, that Govinda loudly. I'm not here.
Govindam Adi Purusham.
At the time of Tulsi pouring water.
Vrindaya.
Now this is Pranam Mantra. This is not
Govinda Balava.
Govinda Vallabha Devi Bhakta Chaitanya Karanim Snapyami Jagadhatri Krishna Prema Radha Prema. This at the time of and Parikrama. Vrindai Tulsi Dev Tulsi Krishna Priyasi Namo Nama. This kirtan. After finishing all, you can do Nishing Pranam also. No harm. So you can do all these things. We should try to be Ananya. You know Ananya?
Exclusive.
Single-minded.
Huh?
Single-minded.
Single. What single-minded?
One-pointed.
One-pointed Radha Krishna. And in Radha Krishna, you will bend towards Srimati Radhika more. Otherwise, our bhakti will be not Ananya. Their Balarams will not come. We can do pranam to Baldev Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Respect, always respect him. Without his mercy we cannot enter. But when you are serving Radha and Krishna conjugal, try to be one-ended, Radha and Krishna. So it is necessary to have sambandha gyan. What is sambandha gyan? In general, we are the eternal servant of Krishna, generally. But you can come. But after taking Diksha, there are so many things to know about Sambandha Gyan. So many things. So gradually you will know all these things. In the evening, Jai Jai Gura Chandir Arati Kashobha. And Mandir Artulsi Parikrama. Again, doing pranam to all Vaishnavas, all main places of Krishna and Gaur pastimes. And thus, you should try to be one-ended. In morning, I will speak about Srimad Bhagavatam, and in the evening, I will try to speak from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now I am telling something from Srimad Bhagavatam. How to proceed in bhakti? How a man can come in bhakti line? Parikshit Maharaj, is sitting on the bank of. You are all hearing?
Yes.
Well?
Yes.
You last hearing?
Yes.
If you are not hearing, then you can question like this. So Parikshit Maharaj was sitting on the bank of Ganges. He has left eating, drinking, everything. And all the renounce order, rishis, maharshis, well realized, like Narad, Vyas, Gautam, Vishwamitra, Hari, Yajnavalkya, Kavi Havi Antariksha, all renowned rishis and maharshis were there. In a moment they came from various parts of the world. They knew that here Sukadeva Goswami will come, Narada Goswami and Vyas Devil ordered Sukadeva Goswami to tell him Srimad Bhagavatam. It was from before, it was planned, everything was planned. Serpent biting was also planned, well planned. Otherwise that rishi could not cause Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj not less than Sukadeva Goswami Maharaj. So everything was well planned. Parikshit Maharaj was realized so. He was not a ordinary condition soul. In clay Krishna pastimes, any conditioned soul cannot play any role. So all were realized souls. And Krishna Parikar, Parikar means associates. So Parikshit was also associates of Krishna from Dwarka. He was Dwarka associate. Sukadeva Goswami reached there and all honored him. And they gave him man's seat. And Parikshit Maharaj asked two questions. I have told it in
Birmingham.
I told. Two questions were that a person who is just now dying, what is his duty? And the person who will die tomorrow, after tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 1 year, 2 years, 4 years, 100 years, after 5,000, he must die. So what is his duty? So two questions were made. Why sufferings are coming? We are doing for happiness, but sufferings are coming. We are we want to stop our oldness. But oldness is so quickly coming, running. We want that we should be always happy and beautiful. But after some time, when old age comes, we become ugly. Why these are bogus things are coming? So all questions that can come in any mind, including all Parikshit Maharaj asks seven or so many questions only. All very included in them. So Parikshit Sukhdev Goswami began to answer. First he told, Sabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokkaje ahetukka apratyata jyatma samprasiddhati. Those who are trying to please Krishna with devotion, only this is the perpetual religion of any soul, and he is lucky if his devotional activities are going on continuously, no breaking, then this is the real religion of any jeev. He told that a story in beginning of Narada Rishi. I also told it in Birmingham. I want to repeat something. That Narada was a son of a widow Sudrani. Sudrani means low cost of any lady. He used to roam in other neighborhoods and to serve something, to wash plates and all other things. When he became 5 years old, Narada, then some rishis came to that place. Who were that rishis? Sanakshanandan Sanatan Sanat Kumar. Well realized rishis and maharshis. The first son of Brahma, first son. They were not taken birth from any lady's womb, but they were Manas Putra. Manas means?
Mind.
Brahma thought that I should have a son, four sons, and four sons came. Brahma told that you should be householder. But they wanted that they should be like 5 years old always, and never to marry, not to be householder. They simply told Brahma that we don't want to marry. We want to meditate Supreme Personality of Godhead. We don't require anything, no worldly things, no desire at all. So we want to meditate him. Brahma told us, you should follow my orders. But they flatly told, don't reply, they went. In forest and began to. After that, he again, in mind and heart, he wanted that a very good son should come. Beautiful son. From his nar, nar means here sound, very sweet sound. His sounds, sweet sound, became a son, and that is called Narad, from here. Sound comes from here. So, this boy knew all the Vedas, because Brahma has four Vedas and everything here. All kinds of knowledge, also Sangeet, you know?
Songs.
Singing. Everything. He was perfect in all kinds of knowledge. When he came and he stood in front of Brahma, Brahma told her, oh, my dear son, I'm so happy to have a son like you. You should follow my words, because this is the duty of a son to follow his father. What do you want, my dear father? I want that you should learn all kinds of knowledge. I will give you all kinds of knowledge. But when you will be bigger one, young, you will have to marry a very beautiful lady, and you should yield some son, daughters, and increase and thus help in my creation. He flatly replied, Father, I cannot do. I cannot follow you. Because he knew all Vedas, he told that I don't want to involve in these worldly things. I want to worship Lord Krishna. I cannot marry. Oh, if you are not carrying my order, then I will have to curse you. Not told, don't do, father. But if you like, in anyhow, I cannot follow your words to marry. You can curse or you can do anything you like. Then Brahma became angry and told that, go at once and be Gandharva, a demigod, a class of demigod, very beautiful. Yeah? There.
Singing.
Very sweet voice. So beautiful. They can sing so beautiful. And they are so beautiful. Ladies and men, both, very beautiful. And there you will have to marry with thousands of Gandharvas, ladies, beautiful ladies. Oh. I will not marry, but if you are giving, course me, let it be what is going to be. At once he went to Swarga, heaven, and he became very beautiful Gandhar, young Gandhar. And so many Gandharvas, young ladies of Gandharva, at once attracted to him. Not married, but became loved and beloved. Because he has told that I will never marry. Only to pass the time. So many beautiful Gandharvas were with him, ladies. They were expert in dancing and singing. After some time, Brahma called this Gandharva that I am telling you that you should obey me. Anyhow, you are my son. So you should go to Pushkar. And there I am going to do sacrifice, first sacrifice, for Narayan, for increasing this creation. So you should go and you should sing Rig Veda to please Narayan. He went there. His name was Upabarhan Gandharva, Upabarhan. He told me, yes, I am going. And taking his all beloved Gandharvas, thousands of them, and he went there. And he began to dance and sing in so way that all were charmed. But he was placing all these things in such a way that all became lusty. Sometimes naked, sometimes half naked, he began to roll the part. And all Gandharva was doing like this. Brahma told that they are doing against rules and regulations. I have made, why they are half naked and half naked? Oh, I'm getting again cause you are not obeying me properly. So you should go and be a son of any very low class in India. Low class lady, son. Now he became so happy that, oh, again I have a chance to go to earth, especially in India. And there I can meditate. There I can worship Krishna. So he became very happy. So this was third birth of Narada. And he knew all these things because he was very high class of devotee. So in third birth, he became son of that low class lady. When he became 5 years. Sanakshanandan Sanatan, his first birth brother, highly cultured, and they were at that time Brahmavadi, and from Brahmavadi, by the grace of his father, now they have become pure devotee. They have taken darshan of Narayan. So they came there in the same village where he was like a son of 5 years. Why the four rishis came in the same village where Narada was there? Because if a man from his core of heart he prays to Krishna that I want to serve you, and for you, for the sake of your service, I can give up my father, mother, everything in this world, my all happiness, my all thing desires, I can give up for you. Then Krishna becomes what? Not to pay?
Indebted.
Rini?
Indebted.
Indebted. Indebted. So Krishna here saw that in first his birth, second birth, he had not cared for his father obeying. For me, he has left his father. He has gone to Gandharva Yoni. And lastly, he has come to this very low caste
lady.
He has come in very low cost. For me only. So I should help him. So he sent his devotees to him. So So if you have done anything in your past life, and if you have this desire to serve Krishna anyhow, or you have pleased any Vaishnava, or you have served Tulasi, Ganga, or you have taken darshan of any pure devotees, these are the impressions. This is called Sukriti. If there is no Sukriti, no help from Krishna. So Krishna helped Narada and sent at once four Vaishnavas there. Not for a moment. If there is good association of Vaishnava, in a moment anyone can change. But instead of one moment, they stayed for 4 months there, in that very village. They were observing Chaturmasya there. How to observe Chaturmasya? Early in the morning at 4, taking bath, doing Sandhya Bhajan, Sandhya, and Arati, doing Kirtan, hearing Harikatha, Srimad Bhagavat and all other epics, holding engaged in Krishna Bhakti, Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Shramanam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasya, Sakya Atmanivedanam, doing all these things. So they were doing for 4 months. The mother of Narada Rishi was serving to all the rishis. How? By brooming the place where kitchen pots, washing, bringing water, all other things. So she was serving. And his very beloved son at 5. He used to be always with these sadhus, Vaishnavas. Why? Because he has some taste from past life. He wanted to hear something, nectar from them. So he used to hear. But who is Krishna? Who am I? What is Maya? How we have come in Maya? How to go over Maya, to conquer Maya, and how to again be established in our eternal service of Krishna? And Srimad Bhagavatam, Upanishads were going on, and he was hearing. He was not only hearing. When he used to come, he used to do pranam, sastang pranam. And then pariprasna, tadvidhi pranipasena, pariprasnena, shivaya. Pranipat, pranipan doing pranam. Giving up our worldly ahankar, that I am something. I am so learned, I am so strong, I am so beautiful, I am beautiful lady, I am beautiful man, I have so much money, I am Brahmin, I am king, all these worldly ahankar. Ahankar means?
Ego.
These are false ego. You should go to your Gurudev, giving up all worldly false ego. Otherwise, he will not give you. You cannot give your false ego. Then pray him that, please help me. You should always pray to Krishna that help me. And then, pranipat, pariprasna. Pariprasna. What you are not realizing you are not knowing who is Krishna, from where we are coming, who am I, who are all, why all are miserable, why the death is coming, all questions with so honor, not liking like that, I know better than him, I should test him, not in this mood.
Charles.
We should be in mood very humbly. If I am
qualified.
Qualified. Then you may tell something. If I am not qualified, you cannot tell, or you can tell, it depends on your mercy. Not challenging. That you will have to answer me. Don't do that. Otherwise they will cheat you. They know how to cheat. Anyone. Biggest cheater. If he is Sadguru. So, very humbly. Very polite. You should give your heart in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. And then, pariprasna. But only mere questioning will not do. Sevaya. What you can do, you should do for his service. If I have given my whole thing to Gurudev, then I can give anything to him. Even my life and soul to him. If this mood is there, then this is seva. Seva are so many kinds. No? You know Govinda Prabhu? He was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with prasadam, making prasadam, giving prasadam, messaging, signing, by all means. And you know, Raya Ramananda and Swarupa Damodar were serving him by making him weep. When they used to come, Mahaprabhu began to weep. Whole night weeping, weeping. And Govinda was thinking, why they are coming? They should not come. They will make me, my Prabhu, weeping always. Here you will have to know whose service is
highest.
Superior. Those who is beating him are those who is messaging and fanning and doing. What do you think?
We're making him weep.
So, the service of Swarupa Damodar and Raya Raman is best class of service. It is very hard to understand. Rupa Goswami can understand. And he has written in his book. That is why Raghunath Das Goswami has told, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthaptam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kada Mahiyam Tadati Swa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all modes that he has come to give Gopi Prem, or has class of devotion, Krishna Prem, Unnat Ujjvala Rasa, he has come to be. Sri Rupa Goswami has explained all these things. Otherwise there was no way to enter in this. Anyone can realize and anyone can enter in this only by the grace of Sri Rupa Goswami. But we see that Rupa Goswami has never messaged or giving him anything to eat. Never finding, never lying down. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given some
slaps
slap to Rupa Goswami. How do you know my heart? But this is best kind of service. Those who are lucky, they can have some taste to know all these things. I think that you have some past impressions that you are going to hear all these things. But hear so patiently with wholehearted all these things. Now come to Narad Rishi. Time is over now. 12. Rest I will do tomorrow in morning class. And evening class I will give Chaitanya Charitamrita class. The dialogue between Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if there will be time and can explain Rai Ramananda Sambhad also. At least something, a shadow I will give. You should try to keep it in your heart and try to bhajan, do bhajan life. Gau Pramana
Hari Hari. About Gadadhar Pandit today.
Eh?
Gadadhar Pandit.
Oh ho. Make me in
afternoon.
Evening. First, I will tell about him. Very good day. I was going to explain, but I forget. In evening, I will. Some more devotees should come. So devotees have come that in this hall there should be no place to sit. Then we have to increase the border.
Thank you.